Isn't cell phone etiquette or cell phone courtesy an oxymoron?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that's probably more subject to the interpretation of those around us in society. I think that each of us as wireless users do have a responsibility to make sure that our conversations and our staying connected with our loved ones and for business relationships are not interfering with others' right and ability to do the same. So I think it's just a good courtesy approach to practice good cell phone etiquette.
But short of physical violence, is there anything that, I mean, how do you encourage consideration or courtesy or etiquette? I mean, it seems like sort of a daunting, impossible task, any of us that have been subjected to some of these things.
Sure. I think that one thing that I'm not recommending is that we go and police the etiquette of people in society. Where I think it really starts is with each one of us and our individual responsibility and demonstrating that for others. And I'm sure as many of us can relate to, you're probably going to have a few people here and there that probably know they're not being courteous and they're not really concerned with that. And that can be frustrating for a lot of people. But I think before we look to others to change that we should look at ourselves first and just realize some of the things that we may not be aware of that's impacting other people and to make some changes there for ourselves.
I'll bet you have a list of the most common cell phone offenses, don't you?
I do. I've got seven wireless etiquette tips.
Only seven?
Only seven.
These are the big ones, though.
They're the big ones. And July is Cell Phone Courtesy Month, and in U.S. Cellular, we wanted to offer some simple solutions just to remind people about the importance of wireless.
Hey, by the way, are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Of course you are. run them down for us. Do you want to do seven? Is this like a Letterman list? You want to do 7 to 1, or how do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do, we'll go 1 to 7.
Okay.
They're not necessarily in a particular order, and I've got one that I'm most passionate about myself. One of the seven etiquette tips is that there's no need to shout. And despite the smaller handsets that are now available, believe it or not, your callers and the people you're speaking with can hear you just as well on a wireless phone as they can on a regular phone. So just a reminder to keep your voice to a low, normal conversational tone. And in some situations, texting might even be the most polite way to stay in touch, depending on your surroundings.
This is sort of use your inside voice.
There you go. That's a perfect example. Another tip is to watch your tone. And this is not your tone as far as the conversation tone, but this is actually the ringtone. In the wireless industry, downloading the latest ringtone has become extremely popular among a lot of wireless users. You can still keep your personal style without distracting others by either turning down your ringtone or placing the handset on vibrate when you're in public settings.
What's the most annoying ringtone you have ever heard yourself?
Oh, there's many musical artists out there that they're quite catchy but annoying after a while, and I would feel a little guilty singing one particular artist, but I do appreciate the personality that ringtones can bring to each of our wireless devices.
Do you find, though, that there is sort of an evolution? I'm sort of a relatively new person to the cell phone, and I have been guilty of, for some reason, back on your first point about talking loud, I find myself, as I'm talking, like in a coffee shop, and I'll look around and people are looking at me, and it dawns on me, oh my God, I'm shouting. But over time, some of those things sort of, you know, you kind of get it. And I would think that would be true of annoying ringtones, while, a James Brown scream might be good or funny at first, you sort of graduate into a more sensible ringtone.
I think that depends on the person. I think some are strictly looking for shock value, so they'll find the loudest and sometimes most annoying ringtone because it's different.
Hey, have you heard about the thing where the ringtones, it's some frequency that kids can hear but adults can't?
I have heard a little about that, which in itself, maybe I'm mentally blocking that out for fear of it dating me and putting me into the older category. But
oh, that's right. If you haven't heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
I interrupted your list. Let's keep moving.
Well, and actually, it's a great segue. The third etiquette tip is one I'm most passionate about, and it's put people in front of you first. That's just a reminder that the people that are literally physically sitting in front of you put them first and not the person calling you. And if you absolutely have to take a call, be sure to let the people know in advance that you're expecting a call and then politely excuse yourself. I'm sure many of us can relate to the frustration if you're having a dialogue with someone and that phone rings, and sometimes it's that annoying ringtone, and then they take that call and you're left sitting there feeling very awkward.
So I assume you would also be opposed to me pretending that my phone vibrated and that I got a call and using that as a way to get away from an annoying person.
That might be another conversation altogether. I think that if you're truly intent on and you desire to have the conversation with the person in front of you, then practice that tip for cell phone etiquette.
Okay. Well, I have gotten very, little Academy Award kind of performances where, you know, and I sort of furrow my brow and I'll look at them and I'll sort of mime, I got to take this call and walk away. And there's nobody there. I'm just ditching my friends. Okay. Where are we on our list?
Number four, mind your multitasking. Wireless phones are great tools for living and staying connected with people and working more efficiently. However, it can be discourteous to chat on your cell phone when people are assisting you in stores or banks, restaurants, and other locations. And most people will find now that some business owners are actually placing signs indicating to limit or not use your cell phone while at the counter.
Oh, when you're in line at McDonald's or someplace?
Absolutely. Because what can sometimes happen is it's quite comical to observe. Someone will be talking on the phone, and as someone is trying to serve them and meet their needs, they're more engaged in the conversation versus the person in front of them, speaking to them, and everyone behind them in line is thinking, just get off the phone and take the order.
Exactly. Exactly. What about cell phones in movies? You know, they flash the big thing, take them off, but nobody really does. I mean...
Well, I think that would be unfortunate. I would hope that most people, if not all people, would be respectful of the purpose of what you're there for. You're there to see a movie, to be entertained. And within that, I would hope that no one would want to intentionally distract someone else, that you could so easily, on any device out there, put the phone on vibrate where you can still tell you're getting a call, and if you need to take it, you could step out, but you wouldn't be distracting the others that are there to simply be entertained and watch a movie.
You know, texting has added a whole new element to this because you can sort of get away with that. I mean, you've got to believe that there are people sitting in pews in churches on Sunday morning checking their email.
I'm sure there probably are, and I'm not going to recommend that.
Do you need to take that other call?
No, it's my desk, and I'm sorry for that.
That was just a test. That was just a test.
I apologize. I was not planning to receive another call, but I'm going to stay with the person that's in front of me on the phone.
But this whole thing about texting, it almost doesn't seem like you're... I mean, it's obvious that you're not paying attention to what's going on in front of you, but it goes on all the time.
It does, and there's an interesting phenomenon that takes place, and I've observed it myself firsthand. It's quite comical where our society has evolved so much into that instant gratification for communication, and to a certain extent, an ability to control the depth and the dialogue of that conversation. I have observed people texting to someone standing 3 feet away from them.
Yeah. Or two people will be on, I don't guess they double date anymore, but I've heard about, you know, one girl will text her friend who's in the front seat or the back seat about, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a weird sort of feeling, isn't it? Before I forget, I want to ask... Oh, wait a minute. Before I jump in with some questions, let me let you continue with your list. This is such a good, interesting topic.
Number five, keep it private. Personal and business conversations both are better off remaining private, especially when there's emotion involved. And please don't forget to pay attention to your surroundings and be discreet. There's nothing more entertaining and also unfortunate to hear someone in a very vibrant and passionate argument in front of everyone.
they think they're in some sort of bubble of silence, that nobody can hear them.
It's funny to see and also unfortunate what can also come back from that, especially when you realize and you look around and everyone is staring at you, as you mentioned earlier. It can be quite embarrassing.
Of course, I suppose if you put, you know, semi-nude photos of yourself on your Facebook page last night, you know, then what's wrong with having an intimate conversation at the airport lounge?
So. Well, and again, as inappropriate as that would be, that actually is our seventh tip, watch your socializing. Social network applications like Twitter, and you mentioned Facebook, are extremely popular ways to keep up with friends and family. They're available on many models of wireless phones. The big thing to remember is that the information you're sharing is being broadcasted out across the web. And consider that what you're sending out will be seen by a lot of people, and it can help you prevent an embarrassing or potentially harmful situation down the road. So be aware of that as well.
Okay.
And the final is just to mind your manners. If you forget to turn your phone off as far as the ringer, or set it to vibrate, or even turn off altogether in a place where it would be more appropriate to be quiet, please don't be tempted to take the call. Just simply press the silent button, turn your ringer off, or let the call go to voicemail, and then apologize to those around you for the disturbance, and continue on with your dialogue.
You know, recently with the popularity or the explosive growth of smartphones and things like the new Blackberries and iPhones and the Palm Pre and all this stuff, I mean, we've got video cameras now and voice capability that we never had before. Are there areas, etiquette areas there in terms of me taking pictures with my phone? I guess that's no different than just any other kind of camera, is it?
No, I agree. It's the same as any other camera. What is becoming more of a trend and an issue are organizations and companies putting in place their own guidelines and policies regarding certain areas and information that can be accessible if someone has a cell phone. Because the reality is, as technology advances with all the wireless devices, a camera phone is somewhat of a standard feature, where in the past maybe it's been considered as more of a bell and whistle. It's really hard to find a wireless device that doesn't have a camera option. So some companies, and maybe even some family situations, are restricting the use of a phone because of the potential risk of the camera feature.
Hmm. Well, I have, I don't know what the etiquette spin on this would be, but it's kind of a personal thing for me. The folks who have the little ear snails or whatever you call them, the little Bluetooth device where it's stuck up in their ear, and they walk around sort of tapping that to answer and make calls. You know what I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
There's got to be some kind of etiquette aspect to that, at least on the part of the people wearing those.
Well, I think that there's the heightened awareness of those that you're around and those that are around you. And the interesting piece to any kind of wireless handset device or wireless headset is that, number one, it's a great tool to practice safe wireless use, especially if someone's driving, depending on the various state laws regarding that where you may live. But number one, it's comical to see people watch someone on a Bluetooth headset because it sometimes appears as if they're talking to themselves. And again, back to some of those tips, depending on how loud and what that emotion looks like and the topic, it can be really entertaining and somewhat, it could be distracting. So I think you need to be aware that if you're in a situation where it's not critical that you take a phone call, then maybe just take the headset off and put the phone on vibrate and engage in dialogue and then go back to your call when it's appropriate.
Okay. My last question, Nathan, is under what circumstance or circumstances is it acceptable to yank a cell phone out of someone's hand and throw it as far as you can?
Well, I'm absolutely not condoning violent acts such as that.
That's not violent. Well, violent would be if the people in the crowd just jumped on the person and beat them senseless. Just snatching their phone and dropping it in their coffee or something, that doesn't seem violent to me.
Well, I think that there are times when the urge may strike you to do so. I would encourage people not to take that approach. And if there's something where it's really distracting, there are some courteous ways you could approach someone and just very politely ask them to bring their conversation level down. That in itself is, as you mentioned at the very beginning, a more confrontational and somewhat of a daunting task to do. So again, I think, at least from U.S. Cellular standpoint, it starts with each one of us being aware of our own actions and behaviors and hopefully inspiring others to do the same.